What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, Ma. Speaking of hey, Ma, shout out to Lauren Sanchez. I'm not getting political, but apparently she's just wearing a bra to inauguration. That's a power move. There was a time when we cared about Lauren Sanchez, B. Yeah. If you recall, during the Who's Going to Buy the Commander sweepstakes,
yeah.
Bezos did an interview where she kept talking about how much she loved football.
Yeah.
And what a world. Now she's in Washington, and they're going to the NFC title game. Mm-hmm. Good luck to all involved with inauguration. I want nothing to do with the traffic. That's where I land. It is high noon in the District of Columbia. The Commanders are going to the NFC championship game. You can listen to that right here on 106.7 The Fan. We're going live at 9 a.m. The game's at 3 o'clock. Then you got the DOC, Doc Walker, for postgame. I mean, literally, if I had to guess, we'll be on the air for that game from 9 a.m. to midnight. I don't know. Toby Altizer's been going live after these. Like, I feel like Doc does 3 hours, and then Toby comes back into the office and goes deep.
Oh, wow.
If they make it to the Super Bowl, if they win Sunday,
boy.
I bet. I don't know how late Doc goes. So, 3 o'clock game. Say it's over by 6:30. Say Doc goes till 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. I hereby nominate Toby Altizer to come in and go from 11 till the junks come on at 6 a.m.
Toby probably going to call and curse you out.
You can listen to it all here. It's going to be dope.
He's going
to
curse you out in my voice, though. You know, won't think Toby curses.
Also, that's true. It'll just be a lot of gall darnets. If you're looking for fresh gear, I know a lot of people are. The 106.7 The Fan merch store is open. 106.7TheFanShop.com. A ton of dope Commanders and Jaden Daniels shirts, hoodies. Whatever it is you're looking for, they got it. All right. Now, let's open these MGM National Harbor listener lines. A lot of folks want to talk. Let's start line one. Jamal is in the DMV. What up, Jamal?
B. Mitch, JP, what's going on?
What up, bro?
Man, this is a great time, man. Great time to be a Commanders fan, man. I actually heard you talking to the Maryland student ever. He was saying this is his best time being a Commanders fan. This is my best time being one, too, brother. And I'm 37, man. I was 4 years old in 91. I got faint memories of that. Thank you, B. Mitch, for all the work you did on that team. But since I've been invested following this, this is unbelievable. I can't even describe it. And hey, B. Mitch, man, I'm gonna need you to call your people back home, baby. We headed to New Orleans, man. Look, man, I don't think the Eagles might about to stop us, brother. We only can stop ourselves at this point, man. And this guy that we have at number five, not even just him, but the entire team, everybody is stepping up, playing beyond themselves, man, and I am loving it. Man, we about to head down to New Orleans and get some of this good gumbo and all of that while we down there, man, because this is I don't give a damn who come out the AFC. I think we about to see history, and it's not about to be a three-peat. It's about to be the first rookie quarterback to not only get to a Super Bowl, but to win it, man. I'm loving it. Hail to the Commanders. I hope everybody's enjoying this just as much as I am, because we deserve it after what we've been through as a fan base. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man. If you want it, Jamal. You got to put it out there.
Great call, Jamal.
Got to put it out there. Put it in the universe, baby.
A great one to start with. This stat going around, talking about a rookie quarterback, there's a stat going around about how other rookie quarterbacks have made it to NFC title games, mm-hmm. but they've all had a top three defense. Mm. Jaden comes in with a defense that is 18th in the NFL.
Hey.
Just about middle of the pack. Now, I'd argue they've been much better than that in the playoffs. They're creating turnovers. Yep. Plus six in turnover margin through two games. That will win you a lot of games. I like this, too. I just retweeted this, B. Our guy Chase Hughes from Monumental Covers the Wiz said, been thinking about, but he's also, people don't know about Chase, he is one of the biggest Skins fans on the planet.
Yep.
He said, been thinking about this for a few days. I think the best comparison across the four major sports for what Jaden Daniels has done as a rookie, instant superstar, and a deep playoff run, ironically, might be Magic Johnson.
Wow.
Think about like
that does say a lot.
Sadly, a lot of like young Ben here might not even know
how that good Magic was.
Well, and how good Magic was right away.
Yeah.
I mean, he came into the NBA
playing center,
number one overall pick, and they won a title. Way back in 1980, and Kareem got hurt late in that series. Right? Didn't they win it all? I believe they did.
He played center. At 6'8".
Yeah. Go read the book Showtime, and that'll tell you who Magic is. Let's keep these phone lines going. Jim is in Manassas. What up, Jimmy?
B. Mitch, Finley, Aquarium Boys, except for the sick ones, but I hope y'all are doing okay. How y'all doing?
We're good.
We're great, bro. We're great.
Hey, man, this is the man formerly known as Jimbo from Manassas. It's a new era. Hey, man, I'm using my real name. Let's go. First in the chat, I'm ready. Let's go.
That's you. Congrats, dude.
That was you, right, Jimbo? Me,
that's a big deal.
Yeah, you stuck in there. It changed up everything.
Man, but like I said, new era, time to use my real name. Let's go. But I have two credit pies today. First one, 30% Jaden Daniels, 15% to Scarins Terrence McLaren, 15% De'Ami Brown. What a redemption season he's having. Must re-sign this offseason. 10% to the rest of the offense, running backs, offensive line. Prayers up to Cosme, of course. And then 25% to the defense. Just absolutely clutch 5 turnovers. And a special 5% to Quan Martin for the pick 6 that totally swung the game in our favor. And then the other credit pie, 100% to the entire ownership group for changing this team, this city, this area overnight, man. UVA grad, class of 23, 24 years old. I can't tell you how much, even in Commander territory, University of Virginia, I was laughed at for being a Commanders fan. This is the time to be alive. This is the biggest game I'm ever about to witness. B-Mitch, we're calling out all stops. I said this in the chat. Call all the Redskin, Commander, Burgundy and Gold legends. We need them on the sideline Sunday, man. Let's go. All hands on deck. Appreciate y'all.
All right, bro.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate you. That's our guy, Jimbo. Listen, Jim just told us he went to UVA. And that was a very good call, and I appreciate you, Jim. But he said, I used to go by Jimbo, but now I'm going to go by my real name of Jim. We already knew that, dog. Like, you could be a Wahoo all you want, but that wasn't exactly a mystery. I know they got smart people in Seaville, but damn, boy. Dog. Brian is in Florida. What up, Brian?
Yo, fellas, it's just a pleasure to talk with you guys. B. Mitch, man, I've been a fan since 1980, originally from New Jersey, moved to Florida. Man, I grew up in Giants country, Jet country, Dallas, you name it. I've seen this before. But in 33 years, the long-suffering fans that we have, just seeing how the team has responded to this young quarterback, It's just overwhelming, man. It just brings tears to my eyes because it's not like the golden days when Doug was out there and you guys were out there doing your thing. And I tell you, man, we excited. This is nationwide. This Redskin Nation / Commander Nation. But you know, we out here and we're just behind the team. And I think we're gonna do it. I really believe. Put us. You know, we got to get past Philly. You know what I'm saying? Philly's gonna be a challenge, but I believe the boys are gonna come through and get this dub. Thank you.
Let's get it, baby.
Appreciate you, man.
Let's get it.
Appreciate you, man. Great call right there. Listen, if you're on hold, chill. The phone lines are open till the show is over. And then if I had to guess, call it a hunch. Grant and Danny are going to keep the phone lines open too. This is the time for everybody to let the world know how excited you are about Washington Commanders. Let's go to Shane. Shane, what up, man? How fired up are you?
Hey, look, you got to be fired up for this city. This city's been starving from this moment right now in sports. Last time we had this was the Caps, but this is a football city. So you know what, we got to give thanks right now to this ownership, because who would have thought that you would have came in here this season saying that we would win 12 games playing in the division championship game with a rookie quarterback? We would have been like, you're absolutely out of your mind. But it's the ownership. It just goes to show you how poorly that this management had. Ron Rivera, everybody on that coaching staff was a absolute joke. And you have this one turnaround in 1 year with Dan Quinn, which I think is going to get coach of the year. And everybody, let's start. I was one of them. Everybody's like, man, I don't know about Dan Quinn. I don't know about – but he's a player's coach. It just goes to show you that coaching is everything in any sport and management. So hats off to Josh Harris for what he has done, not only for this team but for this city. And now let's go take care of business. Now we now we know we can play. Now let's go ahead and get to the bowl. And once you get there, anything can happen. So
there's
only one thing left to do, man.
There's only one thing left to do. Good call, Shane. Appreciate you, buddy.
Bye, bro.
That, I mean, not wrong. And everybody involved deserves credit. DQ, any narrative, there was some great irony in Cliff and DQ beating the hell out of, maybe it's Joe Witt and DQ, however.
However it want to be.
But just for all the Ben Johnson conversation last year, hell, for all the Ben Johnson conversation there's going to be now, and Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn's another dude they interviewed, right, last year.
Yep.
DQ and Cliff and Witt have proven to be the right people for this staff, and there's just so much to be excited about, man, that it's hard to, like, to do a credit pie. I don't know which caller it was that had, like, three different pies to serve.
Uh-huh.
Like, if we're doing credit pies today, it's Thanksgiving. Like, you got to have pumpkin and apple and sweet potato, and then maybe somebody likes key lime. You can serve as many pies as you
all
want.
All kind
right
of
now.
Pies,
there's,
baby.
There's no limit.
We're just happy about the day. Let's get it.
Let's go to Eddie in Clinton. What up, Ed? Eddie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. This steady, I'm here.
Okay,
hey,
bud.
I called last week, and you know what? I'm going to keep this same energy I had last week, because they playing team football from the top to the bottom, from the owner to all the owners and everything. They playing team ball, and you can feel it. I've been watching this team since I was 6 years old. I'm 58. I remember the first Super Bowl when they played the Dolphins, the undefeated Dolphins. I've been to all the parades. This feels like we get ready to have us another parade.
Woo.
We get ready to have us another parade. Mm. I feel that. I'm going to keep that same energy. That same energy, man, because I feel it, man. These guys, man, number five, something different. He's something different, man. He's something different, man. It's a long time when you get a quarterback or any type of player that comes in the NFL and conducts himself, encourages himself like he already been in the league 10 years. He's different.
I mean, dude, you're so correct. You hear enough people saying it. You hear former players say it. You hear coaches talk about it. He is an excellent football player, man. And it's getting to the point where you run out of superlatives. I just showed B-Mitch something that at NBC4, I got to go over there this afternoon, and we're doing a bunch of live stuff. And one of the things I want to talk about is Jaden Daniels. And we're running out of words to describe Jaden Daniels. And so we were curious if we could just write Jaden MF and Daniels. But I don't think the legal team
will. They're not going to allow that.
Nah, but that's where we're getting to.
We can think it.
Also, B, a little. I got two little breaking news nuggets here. One is via Twitter. This is tell me if you are familiar with this person. He tweeted me. He said, "I used to go by Richmond John, but now I'm going to go by my real name, John." And then a real one here. Ed Werder has covered the Cowboys a long time. From Ed Werder, you can follow him, Werder Ed, NFL. Washington's upset of top-seeded Detroit will delay for at least another week any official interviews between the Cowboys and Dan Quinn's assistant coaches. Cliff Kingsbury is one possibility. Also, Cowboys and Anthony Lynn have recently expressed mutual interest. Lynn was the running backs coach for the Cowboys for two seasons under Bill Parcells. In 2006, the Cowboys finished third in rushing touchdowns, with Marion Barber ranking third among all running backs with 14 rush TDs. Lynn is the Commanders' run game coordinator and running backs coach. He's head coach of the Chargers for four seasons, finishing with a 33-31 record. The coaching carousel is coming. It comes for us all.
Oh, yeah.
That Anthony Lynn will draw some interest. Now, for him to get hired,
he has to be a coordinator or
an assistant head coach, associate head coach. Yeah. He is from Texas, though, and you wonder if there's some allure of going home. Something to watch.
Yeah, let's understand this, people. People in the NFL ultimately want to be a head coach. And if you're an assistant and you start getting that love, you're going to take those interviews. And if you start having success as a whole off, team or whatever, they're going to start coming for your guys. That's how it happens. Because I heard Detroit fans saying before the game, yeah, on the flying out there, you know, the airplane, I flew up there to Newark, and they had a bunch of Lions fans. They started cheering, and then the Commanders fan combated that. They shut that down. And the guy said, yeah, everybody want our coaches. They trying to get Aaron Glenn. They trying to get Ben Johnson. We're good. I say, but after this week, they may not want y'all. Y'all going to get beat. So, but people going to want your team. If you have success, they're going to start coming and get your coaches. They're not going to keep going after coaches that aren't good.
Dude, I had an awesome moment. You'll like this. Saturday, say it's about 7:30, right? Mm-hmm. And that kickoff was 8 o'clock. And I'm in the elevator going up to the press box. And the elevator's packed. And there was one guy in there. He wasn't being rude or anything. He was just a loud guy. Mm-hmm. And he was watching the end of Chiefs-Texans on his phone, uh-huh. right? And he very clearly had laid whatever that spread was. I think it was 8.5. And he needed the last half point or whatever. And he was just very loud. And as the Chiefs are clearly going to win, he says to everyone and nobody at the same time. Like, he wasn't really talking to anybody. He's just like, man, I'm telling you, he's all decked out in Lions gear. He's like, I'm telling you, we could beat Kansas City. I know we could beat Kansas City. And I just said casually, I was like, yeah, I'd focus on Washington first. And he looks over, he's like, what? I was like, you got to play Washington first here. And he's like, and then he looks at me, and I was just wearing a suit. Like, I wasn't wearing any gear, but I did, whether it was coincidence or not, have a burgundy sweater on. He said, you from Washington? I was like, yep. He's like, oh, man. And then he just jumped off the elevator. It was
Lanfield, you said something that said Dan Campbell, when he told O'Connell, see you in 2 weeks in Cancun, huh, Lanfield?
Yep, that's right.
Cancun, baby.
That was hilarious, man.
I like Dan Campbell. Detroit generally is a team I think I can root for. But I think in general, Washington is just taking dudes out. And there should be zero, you know, Terry McLaurin said this last week. I got no fear. I got no anxiety. We're going to go in there, play our game.
He damn sure don't play like he has none.
They're not going to get some. This between last week and this week. They played in Philly. They were in that game until about 8 minutes left. Then they played him here. If you want to play the game, Kenny Pickett played most of the game. If you watched yesterday, there's a chance Kenny Pickett plays again. Mm-hmm. So you play with the group that's on the field, and this group for Washington right now is surging, and I think they can't wait to get on the field.
Hell yeah, Philadelphia. Man. They can play.
Philly can play, but so can Washington, man.